Well, she has been a longtime supporter and advocate of Mater Dei Radio. In fact, you may remember her from the series of programs she did on Mater Dei Radio, talking about vocation discernment. Always a joy to head down to KMME country in the Eugene Springfield area and talk with our good friend, Mary Sharon Moore. Good morning, Mary Sharon. Always great to talk with you.
Good morning, David, and blessings to all your listeners right now.
Well, thank you so much. As I said, it's great to head down to KMME country and chat with you. And I think the last time we spoke, you had a new book out, Dare to Believe, Rise Up to Act. It was about equipping the lady to be the public face of Christ. You gave us some wonderful examples in the book, and I guess remind our listeners a little bit about the book.
Well, the book, I mean, the subtitle really says it all, Equipping Laity to be the Public Face of Christ. And I can't think of any time when that's more urgent than today for us to actually be that living presence, what I call the real presence, in a very special form, to the world that we touch. So that book, it came out actually 6 months before the pandemic, I think.
Yeah.
And it is as timely as ever.
Well, and you give some wonderful examples, as I mentioned. I recall one about just the little things that you can do, as much as even giving your socks to someone.
Yes. There's a story called Sock Sister, and I gave a young woman my socks. I took them off my feet and put my boots back on so that she could actually get on the bus.
Yeah.
It was the last bus of the evening. And you never know when you're going to be called upon to be that joyful, imaginative presence of Christ.
Well, it's really true. And as you said, we need that more than ever. I mean, there's a lot of anxiety, a lot of angst out there. Isn't it wonderful when you run across a person that has that joy or that peace? You see it in their eyes.
Yes, it's contagious.
It really is. But I know you've been busy. That's back again a few months ago when you did the book. But wanted to check with you now and what you've been up to, because I know with the pandemic, you know, what has it been like to try to evangelize and do your work when we've been dealing with all of this?
Well, the biggest wipeout was I lost my live audiences, my live gigs.
Yeah.
And which meant I lost important part of my livelihood. And, you know, of course, also the book sales in the back of the room, all of that went away. So I had to pivot in a hurry and teach myself some new technologies, like a photo booth so I could record videos, and iMovie so I could turn those into, you know, YouTube movies. And I had to teach myself GarageBand, whoever knew,
yeah,
so I could do my spoken word albums. So I had to learn a lot of new technologies. But I've gotten into the electronic era, and I evangelize online like everybody else. It's online now. So there was really a steep learning curve. There were days when I was beating my head against the wall.
Sure.
But it all came together.
Well, it's interesting, too, when you think about that. And again, you can take challenges and you can turn them into opportunities. And I think that's what it sounds like you did.
I had to, because my goal is to reach out and give encouragement, insight, you know, just practical ways of living the Christ-centered life. So, in fact, even that phrase, Christ-centered life, really came into the forefront for me. It's a phrase I've been using all along, but it really came front and center with the pandemic. And so I really focus on helping people to live a Christ-centered life, because life that's off that center, it just is chaos. It doesn't work.
Right. No, in this era, that is definitely the case. We're speaking with Mary Sharon Moore. She is an author, does parish missions and presentations, has a YouTube channel now, again, learning all of these new things during the pandemic, which makes me want to ask you, how has the pandemic really affected or shaped your message?
Well, it helps me to articulate the importance that we are community. I mean, church started out as community. And I think we tend to, you know, in our North American culture, we tend to drift into, you know, the isolation of independence. Mm-hmm. Like, I can do it on my own. I've got my own little thing going on here. And we tend to forget We need community to fill in the gaps for others, and also so that they can fill in the gaps for us, so that as a body, as the Apostle Paul says, the body is whole, the body is complete when we are community. So the pandemic has shown the just the screaming need for us all to be community. And I think we have ways of modeling that now, especially
so.
through parish life, through church, through even small groups getting together to pray over the phone or over Zoom,
right?
To remember that we are a people of God.
That's beautiful. And again, you can find all of these other ways to connect, even if it's not in person. Hopefully we're getting back to more in-person connections now, but that remains to be seen as time moves on. But like you said, too, you've been doing a lot of electronic sorts of things. You've got a YouTube channel now, and you've got some series as you've posted.
Yes. Okay. So during the pandemic already, I've posted a 16-part, what was I thinking?
Yeah.
16-part series on Christ-centered spiritual growth. And it really is 16 little 7 to 10-minute bites of everything I know about Christ-centered life.
Mm.
So it's free. It's on YouTube. It's a wonderful piece. And then I also posted a multi-part series on busting the myth of midlife crisis.
Ah.
And what I do is I flip that crisis into invitation, that we are invited into new ways of showing up and being in the world in that long stretch of midlife.
Yeah.
Which can go from 30 to 60. You
yes.
know, it's a long stretch. So coming up, I have a 4-part series on the words of Advent, and right on the heels of that is a 4-part series on the words of Christmas, and then I will be posting a multi-part series on spiritual elderhood and the disciplines of enough.
Mm.
Spiritual elderhood and the disciplines of enough, and that'll be insightful. It was really a beautiful and insightful thing for me to put together. I will also be posting a multi-part series on willing vulnerabilities, and Jesus is my model. He was willing to be vulnerable in this world. So I'll be doing a multi-part series on what you might look like when you are willing to be vulnerable in this world. And of course, I'll have lots of stories to go with that. So that'll be
wonderful.
A good. And people can learn when these series go live by subscribing on my YouTube channel. The YouTube, type in my name, get to my channel, and hit the subscribe button. It's totally free. It's not like you're buying a
right.
subscription. Totally free. And you will learn immediately when I post a new series.
Right. And you have a website, too. What's your website address?
Oh, yeah. Website is just marysharonmoore.com.
Very good. MarySharonMoore.com. And I would imagine you have all of the information up in regards to accessing the YouTube channel and your book and all of the other work that you're doing.
Yes. In fact, I have a store on my website, and it's stocked with a lot of books, a lot of goodies. And if you shop local, you keep the money local. And if you shop on my store, all of that money goes to directly support my ministry.
Oh, that is fantastic. Speaking with Mary Sharon Moore, again, an author, Parish Mission Presentations YouTube channel. You can find her on MarySharonMoore.com. And again, that book is out there too, Dare to Believe, Rise Up to Act, about equipping laity to be the public face of Christ. Well, Mary Sharon, great to talk with you. Thank you so much for catching up with Mater Dei Radio. We always appreciate it. I know Advent season again coming up. We wish you a very wonderful Advent season, a blessed Advent season, and a Merry Christmas as well.
Thank you so much. And just blessings of love and grace and health and good to you, to everyone at Mater Dei Radio, and also to all of your listeners wherever they are.
Well, thank you so much. Yeah. God bless you.
Thank you, David. God bless.